The Rosh continues, Tezvav, Shlei Yedaber, B'kriyas HaHalel. Shouldn't speak during the recitation of Halel, La Ba'oja, Shleach Tzibur, Kari B'Tara. Also not when the Shleach Tzibur is reading the Torah. Pretty self-evident, I guess. Tezayin, Shlei Yochel Pas Balei Batim Shel Kusim. One should not eat the bread made by private homeowners, non-Jewish private homeowners. V'lo Shel Palter, not even bakery bread. Elam Kain, Lo Yizdamin Lo Shel Yisrael. Unless bread baked by Jews is not available. This is the famous Isser of Pas Akum, cousin of the Isser of Bishel Akum, and Yayin Nesach, Stam Yenam. Chazal Asered, all kinds of products of non-Jews. They all have separate rules. This Pas Akum and Bishel Akum are similar. Bishel Akum means food cooked by non-Jews. Pas Akum means bread baked by non-Jews. The Isser of Bishel Akum is pretty much a flat-out prohibition. There are no two ways about it. It's Aser. There are debates, Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, different shittas of what constitutes Bishel Akum, what kinds of food it applies to, when it applies, but the Isser is an Isser, and there's no way to get past it. Pas Akum is a different story. The Rosh is telling you here you shouldn't eat Pas Akum unless you have no choice. You're not going to find that language about Bishel Akum. You have no choice, so don't eat. I mean, unless you're starving to death, obviously, but it's Aser, don't eat it. Pas Akum is a different story. Pas Akum, we find in the German Rishonim, there was already a great debate about whether the Isser of Pas Akum was really binding. We find they weren't makpid on Pas Akum. They said it was a shasad chak. They said it was a gzeirah shein rov v'tibur yichal lamad ba. That it was la pashtik gzeirasim b'chal Yisrael. It's already in the Bali Tosfos, the Rosh, the Mordechai, we find all kinds of vacillating on whether the Isser of Pas Akum really applies. The way the Shulchan Aruch brings it in the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud Beis, Asru Chachamim Lechel Pashal Amimim, you're not allowed to eat non-Jewish bread. And then Yesh Mekamash Mekilim Bedavar, at least with regard to Pas Palter, bakery bread, some communities were Mekil. Why? Because it was a Shasat Chak. Shasat Chak means only Shasat Chak. Today, it's not usually a Shasat Chak. You can usually find other bread. Yesh Amar, the Ramah says that we're Mekil entirely. Even if you have Jewish bread, you can be Mekil. Shach and others say you should be Machmer. Unless the non-Jewish bread is better, we can all think of a specific type of bread or a cookie or a donut where we think the non-Jewish bread is better. Not so easy to understand what the heter is. Why better is a heter? The Shulchan Aruch says if the pas shel yesh mi she'omer that if the pas palter, if the bakery bread of the non-Jews is yafa mimenu, or a different variety or flavor which is not available in Jewish form, it's okay. Why? Because kevon de'data nocha yosef pas palter, since you approve more, you like the taste, or you're happier with pas palter, with this pas palter. Because you like it better, it's more special to you. That's sort of like a shasat chak. Why that's a shasat chak, I'm not sure. But there is such a shita. And then again, then you have the Ramah that people are mekil regardless. And the custom, I think, the widespread custom today is to be pretty lenient about pas palter. We buy ordinary national brands of bread, which are basically pas palter. You will find many products with hamish achsherim often advertised pas Yisrael. I think the Hasidim or the Hamish tend to be more machmer on this. But again, the mainstream kosher consumer is, and the main kashrish agencies do not insist, as far as I know, on Pas Yisrael. It's like a special optional add-on for the Hekshar. The one time of the year where we are more stringent about Pas Akum, even Pas Palter, is during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim. If you actually read, it's one siman that has exactly one sif long, siman Tafresh Gimel, a bo sif echad, This goes back to the Rush, the Torah B'Shem Navi Ezri, also the German Rishonim, that there was a minhag to be more machmer on Pas Palter during a Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we try to do tshuva, we try to act better. People have remarked philosophically, it's a very strange chumra. If something's aser, do it all year. If it's mutter, it's a very odd idea that we, something we think is mutter, one time of the year we decide to be more firm about it. It's a very unusual, very provocative kind of attitude. But that's what we do. During Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we adopt the Chumrah, which we don't do all year. All year, we're Selmech on Shasat Chak, and even not Shasat Chak, and this and that. During Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we are stringent, we don't eat Pas Palter. We don't eat Pas Shel non-Jews, including Pas Palter. You'll have all kinds of questions about whether Cheerios are Pas Palter, whether this kind of cracker, that kind of, this or is bread, and exactly what's included, what's not included is a whole discussion. But that is the one time of the year which pretty much everyone, as far as I know, is stringent about Pas Shel non-Jews, even Pas Palter.